No.
Okay. So why don't we call the meeting in order at 6:53? Just need a motion to approve the minutes of January 28th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written for January 28th.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
I missed this in the preview.
That's what comes with warm weather.
Yeah, I know. She doesn't want to have fun like that. Did you have your meeting yet?
No, next week.
Next week?
To start the executive research then. Yep, next week. I was hoping to be able to go in person, but I have another meeting that's going to finish at 2:30.
I thought they were going to do a Zoom.
They are. They're going to have both. I would have gone in person. I just won't be able to time it.
Oh, is this for Paul?
For Paul's replacement.
Is it getting really close? I saw that he...
We more or less want to get him replaced by September.
Yeah, for him to leave by October. So it will happen fast.
Yeah.
Wow. He's going to be real in this.
I feel like there's going to be some big shoes to fill there.
I got a chair for you over here.
Are there any candidates that are applying?
Sheds and more sheds.
Not that I know that.
So you're part of the
shed.
Some commentary?
Yeah, that he's getting for the sewer plant for something. He'll tell you for what.
I think.
What's the shed for?
For the pump station. For the electrical part.
Community Nation.
What is it?
Yeah, Nation.
So it's going to be up on near Liberty.
No, it's going to be right up on top of the berm, next to the generator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I was in a meeting. Don't call.
Is that the tariff for Jeff for plowing?
Jeff?
Oh, okay, great. I love it.
Get paid
to come here.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hold on. Hold that thought.
I'll get him.
How much do you guys pay for these?
I don't know.
I think the last time it was, I think it went up $75.
$75?
Mm-hmm. I think the last one.
So.
Yikes, we're at 50.
What did we pay on it for the lake?
I don't remember.
50 was inexpensive.
What's that?
50 was inexpensive.
I think it was around 35, and then they went up.
75. We need to rethink that then. Because we did 50.
Who's doing?
And we asked Dan McElhaney.
Oh, so we have a different person.
And he said that 50 was not close to the going rate. So I don't know if he was thinking 75, huh?
I'm thinking something was 75.
Okay.
Maybe that was out at the lake.
I'll take a look. We'll just ask.
I'm just curious, that's all.
We'll ask.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just curious as to what.
I don't remember.
Maybe they got bigger beavers up there.
Yeah.
They're mean.
They're mean. You got.
But when we see them, they're not. They're very docile. Right?
Well, it depends on winter, summer, you know.
Dan was showing me the beavers and he's patting them. And I'm like, I'm not touching any of them. Keep those damn things away from me.
Yeah, I wouldn't. They got
Oh, nice fur.
I'll take your word for it.
Maybe after it's treated. He's a wild brother. Anyways. We had a beaver take down a popple tree. It was at least this big around.
Wow.
Down on when we had property on where was it? Tranquility Lane off 105. That was a big tree.
Yeah, it was huge. Well, you know what they say. It starts with a little bite and just one little bite
that's
after the other.
That's right. How do you eat an elephant?
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean?
One bite at a time, right?
Actually, I guess for them it would be a nibble.
That would be a problem too.
So. Yep. No, it's not. Okay.
Yeah, they took down all the birch trees. That's the way.
No, I think I was paid one. I think he was paid one. Yeah.
When was the last time you were asked how much you paid for a beaver? Am I on your list? Holy crap! That's a first. That's a first.
Dave's answer better be it's too long to remember.
See, I didn't remember. Just me and going.
Oh boy.
It's pretty serious stuff we were
down there.
It only gets better.
Well, we're not dealing with attorneys. Man, we're spending money.
Well, it's just a lot of pieces of paper.
Very small dollars. A lot of paper, small dollars.
Yeah, pencil craft. All you can do is sit around, go on eBay, and sell it all.
Oh, that's good, Steve. Alrighty.
Steve, yeah.
All right. First off, Jason Willis. Jason wanted to come tonight, to meet anybody you didn't know on the board, and I don't know if there was anything you wanted to say or tell anybody.
Do you know everybody? Do you want us to introduce ourselves?
No, I know everybody.
So, what's that Jesse Stone movie? Everybody, small town.
Small. Very small. Yeah, I get it. I'm still finding who he's related to everybody, so I can't badmouth anybody.
what do you think about him? Yeah,
well, you know, I don't know.
All right, so, number one, Detroit Pump Station. If that pump station has nine lives, it's on its ninth life now. The motor went on the one pump had running. So we were able to pull the motor off the other pump that had a catastrophic failure, and we were able to get that motor spinning. So we swapped the motors out and wired it up, and it worked. So we're running. We got a Frankenstein pump going now, and we're just hoping that it will last until we... Get the new pump station up and going there. I talked with Champlin Associates five different times. They promised they were going to come up and help me develop an emergency plan and all that, and they never really did. So we'll have to wing it if something comes up, but I don't know that it really matters at this point. We can pump and haul for a day or two that's what we had to do. We were down 2 days. But anyway, so that's up and running still right now. And
who do you use for that?
Taplin's is going to put all the effort. Yeah, okay. Just because they get a good routine, and their truck is powerful enough to bring their new truck down there so they can, because they got to run an extra hose and go all the way out back. They get a park out front and go all the way out back with their hose and then drop it in. It's a deep tank, so. But,
wow.
So on the pump station, though, all of the equipment's in. The pump showed up and all that. And looking at all, we originally with the upgrade, we were going to put the electrical on a big, backboard up on the berm. But the drives that have come with the pumps and the control panel and all that, it's just gonna turn into this a billboard there by the time we get done. So what we're going to do is buy a shed and set the shed up there on top of the berm next to the generator. And we're hoping to get the shed here. I'm dropping a deposit off on it tomorrow, and they're going to custom build it for us because we just want regular man doors on it. So.
Okay.
Where are you going to the shed?
Sheds and more sheds and
one on the
other. Oh,
one
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got you. Yep.
They're really well built. They're nice. So once we're going to get that delivered right to the plant and then get D&D there, they can start installing stuff in and they can set it up any way they need to, get everything mounted on it, get a light set up in there if they want, all that stuff, and then we'll move it down. It'll be hopefully kind of plug and play, and we set it there. They can pull the wire to it, and there'll be a pad with conduit hopefully coming all the way straight into it by the time we get it down there. And so that's the plan.
Steve, does the shed have to be on a concrete slab?
It doesn't have to, but we're thinking about doing it because we're gonna have a pad there for the generator anyway, so we're gonna just make the pad big enough to accommodate both.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We'll have a door. Because the berm isn't real wide, so we're going to set it up so you can go in one end of the shed and have a door on the other end, too, and go right to the dinner.
Awesome.
So
So
that's the plan. And we're still a go with Mountain Air. They're excited about, coming and getting the project done. They said he can't wait to get started, so I can't wait either. So as soon as we get the shed here, we're going to get D&D to start getting it set up and everything. And then once the weather allows, we'll be hopefully breaking ground on that.
Skin of our teeth.
I don't know if you ever saw Seinfeld when Kramer takes that car for a test drive, but I feel like that's right where we are now.
You mean when he runs out of gas?
Yeah. The needle's about to break off. We're there. So hopefully it'll be there for us.
That's good.
But, so that's where we're at with that. I don't think there was anything else on the pump station. And then, otherwise, we've been just keeping busy, number one, with snow removal. And thank God we get that new snowboard for that tractor because we have used it a lot. And it works. It's completely, I can't believe how much better it is than the old one. And you look at it and you can't tell other than it's a different color. You wouldn't know that there's anything different, but it's way better. And we've been getting a bunch of projects done. Then we had a flange break on a pump, and we pulled the pump, and pulling the pump, we saw that the retrieval chains that are attached to the pumps are all just regular chain, and they're rusted up, won't even fit. So, like Harry, if it's even going to make it all the way up there, so we're replacing all the chains with stainless chains, and we've been doing things like that, so just staying busy and making improvements as we can, so. And that's all I got on my list.
So other than pump and run, is there any way that we could, I guess we'd have to pump it into a transport of some sort, even if it wasn't tapping, right?
Well, we can, the plan I had, if something happened, was we could drop a submersible pump, get a big submersible pump here, and drop, even if it was a rental, and drop it, and then, run up out of the tank, because the tank's in the back and go right through. There's a couple spots. We wouldn't even have to make a hole in the wall because there's a vent there and stuff, so we could get through the vent and go down and tie it into the force main inside. So we could pump it there and into the force main and utilize everything else, just have a different pump. And if it happened, a lot would depend on the weather. You know, if we're in freezing temperature still, then we'd have to do something to keep it all from freezing. Right. If it's not, then it wouldn't matter. And then we'd probably have to get a pump that was on a stand or something so we could lower it and set it on the bottom in there, because if we have anything suspended, it's going to spin every time it comes on. It's going to try to thin it, it'll twist things up. So. Yeah. But that's, you know, we'd have to probably have something hardwired in at B&E there. But I think within a few days, we could have something up and going if we had to. It'd be ugly, but it'd be effective. Yeah. Except my pager goes off.
Oh, I just can't imagine that.
I sort of wonder if once we get going on all of this work, either close to finishing or when it's done, if we couldn't as a committee meet down there first or go there after a meeting, just so that you could walk us all through as opposed to just doing us, you know, one at a time or whatever.
Yeah.
Just as an idea.
We did that once, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a meeting at the main plant. I was actually thinking I'd like to do that again this summer.
Yeah. 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 You're talking about at the pump station.
No, yeah, at the pump station. Yeah. Just because that's a, you know what I mean? There's so much going on there. And
you do it now, just though. So bring shovels.
Yeah.
Oh, shovel party.
This is fun.
Oh. Well, we got Marcel working some weekends. He works every other weekend. And we have to keep the step stones off or else he'll do it. You know, it's like, you don't even worry about it. But no, it's like, we're having to do it or else he's going to it drifts in there, you know, it doesn't matter, you can shovel it every day, so that's a good idea.
And then lastly, you know, with the snowpack the way it is, I'm really sort of really wondering what we're looking at the springtime and how bad it could potentially get down there, so hopefully we'll be...
It shouldn't be as bad as it has been the last couple of years, because we found a couple of manholes through there, like that one that had the ice had torn the whole rim right off, and we got those all fixed this summer, so it should take on a lot less water, you know, and it should have a lot less INI issues, so.
All right, okay.
Hopefully,
You're talking about the Siskoy, though.
But last year when it flooded, because it had flooded in winter and went down, but the ice was there, and then when it flooded again, it ripped the whole top of the manhole right off. And so it was a, you know, gap that big, and then it flooded again. We're taking on tens of thousands of gallons of water, so that's all. I'm sure we'll get some more pump hours out of it, but I can't believe how much has gone off the loose and everything in just one nice day.
Doesn't take long. Thank God.
Terry.
I have nothing.
Not naughty?
Nothing.
No.
Not naughty.
Any other business? Well, next meeting date is March 25th, 2025. Motion to adjourn, I guess. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
That is what time.
Okay.
Terry went and moved my clock.
The clock died.
I noticed the clock.
Two batteries in a day, and it still wasn't happy, so it's in the garbage.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's where the clock is.
And we never realized how much we looked at that clock, but the last 2 days, it's like we look at it all the time, so it's gone.
I'm going to have to get you a new clock.
I know.
Let me see. Recycling.
Thanks, Jason.
I'll
try to make more. I like what's going on.
You're welcome.
Morgan clearly doesn't believe me.